From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Kim Eagle, ACC.org Editor-in-Chief, with this week's Eagle's Eye View, your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. This week, I thought I would talk about a couple of articles that were just published in The Lancet, having to do with the treatment of resistant hypertension with renal denervation. You probably recall that not too long ago, there was a lot of enthusiasm for renal denervation, and then a trial called Simplicity 3 was published in which renal denervation was compared with sham, and there was no clear benefit of this strategy. However, a Simplicity Hypertension 3 trial did not end the interest in this potential mechanism for a number of reasons. One of these was the notion that sympathectomy of abdominal area nerves was used for the treatment of severe hypertension in the past, particularly before we had good classes of drugs. And some of the meta-analysis looking at renal denervation certainly still looked promising. So this week we talk about two trials that were just published that I think are interesting and certainly should have us thinking about this potential strategy in the future. The first article I'll mention is a trial called Spiral Hypertension-ONMED. This was a six-month efficacy and safety trial. First author, David Kanzari, and this was published in The Lancet. So in this study, this was a sham-controlled randomized trial. Lots of centers in the United States and around Europe enrolling patients who had uncontrolled hypertension, office systolic pressures between 150 and 180, and a diastolic greater than or equal to 90. These patients had to be on at least one to three antihypertensive drugs at stable doses for at least 6 weeks. And then they had a randomization protocol that included a renal angiogram to see if they were a candidate for renal denervation. This particular study then published the results of the first 80 patients randomly assigned to either renal denervation or sham and followed the patients out to about 6 months. And when they compared various ways of measuring blood pressure, the group that had renal denervation had a systolic blood pressure drop of about 7 millimeters of mercury and a diastolic pressure drop of about 4.3, and these were significantly better than the group that got sham. The change in blood pressure in the office was also improved with renal denervation, about 6.8 millimeters in the systolic group and 3.5 to 4 in the diastolic group, significantly better than in the group that had sham. The trial raised the question of whether or not in patients with pretty tough hypertension, whether renal denervation, in this case with radiofrequency energy, may have some benefit. The second trial was called Radiance-HTN Solo, and this was reported by Michael Azizi, also in The Lancet. This was a randomized against sham controlled trial done in 21 centers in the U.S. and 18 in Europe. These patients had combined systolic diastolic hypertension. They had to have a systolic pressure greater than 135, less than 170 over 105. And they had their drugs discontinued prior to therapy. This was actually a renal ultrasound type of renal denervation where sonograms were done to denervate the sympathetic nervous system in the renal arteries. They randomized 146 patients to renal denervation or sham, and the reduction in daily ambulatory systolic blood pressure was greater with the renal denervation, about 8.5 points systolic versus about 2 points with the sham procedure. And they concluded at 2 to 6 months that the renal denervation using ultrasound would have benefit. I think the two trials together are interesting. We know that treating hypertension is tough. It's a huge problem for all of us. Patient compliance is a big deal. Some of the classes of medicines certainly have untoward side effects that limit the willingness of patients to take agents. Obviously, there are many questions that continue to haunt us. One, of course, would be whether or not the benefits of these two short-term trials are going to be seen long-term. Clearly, we don't have trials showing that lowering blood pressure with renal denervation reduces hard cardiovascular outcomes, and that obviously is huge in terms of whether or not this becomes a common type of procedure that we offer. But frankly, I have to tell you, after Simplicity 3, I thought renal denervation was dead. These two trials, I think, do raise the specter that renal denervation using either radiofrequency or ultrasound may find some type of niche in our very difficult to control antihypertensives or those who just absolutely refuse to be compliant with medications or both. And I think the jury then is still out on exactly what possible type of patient may benefit from this going forward. Obviously, hypertension is a complicated physiology, but for those in whom the sympathetic nervous system is a major driver, these two trials certainly raise my thought again, my consciousness, if you will, as to whether renal denervation may find probably a modest home in the broad spectrum of how we manage patients with high blood pressure. So this has been your Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. You can find the articles and our reviews of these articles that were both in Lancet on the ACC's website. Find us online or wherever you get your podcasts. And until next week, I hope you have a terrific week. Thank you.